89.9 KGRGFM. You're listening to The Buzz. Normally we'd start cracking into our six pack, but this morning
we're not doing that.
Nope.
Get over it.
We're doing a different type of not being sober. Oh man, but we had a lot of fun. Thanks again to Matt and Tim for hauling in for geeky news. But it's time for Love Connection.
Yeah.
And Danica, okay. You got something special?
I found some like tweets about first dates that are kind of funny. So I'm gonna read those, cause why not?
Man, then we might have to like swap bad first date stories later.
Okay.
Cause I've had a bad one. Like my worst first date was bad.
I think I've already said my worst first date on air a couple times.
Yeah.
But let's dive into this.
Yeah, man.
So people tweeted this with the hashtag worst first date. So this first one, I thought he was into fitness because he had on an ankle weight. He was actually on parole and it was an ankle monitor.
That's not terrible though. Like as long as the guy didn't act like a felon.
It's like awkward, you know.
It's a conversation piece.
Yeah, I guess.
What's with the ankle bracelet? Is it an heirloom? Did you get it from your parents? Like, yeah, it came from my grandmother. She wore it back in the war.
Oh, man, back in the war. Stop
or, like,
it.
They're going to ask you, what did you do to get the ankle bracelet?
Yeah.
You come up with something cool, right?
I guess. He had a $35 steak and several drinks. I had an $8 salad and water. He demanded I split the bill 50-50.
Oh.
That's kind of a douche move.
Now, splitting the bill on the first date or not?
I don't mind doing it. I mean, like, if it... I don't know, if I go on a date and I just order salad, like, I don't know, that's a boring time to me. I like to get, like, an actual meal.
It depends. If I'm really feeling it and I'm having a good time, I'll foot the bill on this one, because then, you know what, hopefully that'll continue, and then she'll pick up the next one.
Yeah, I don't mind, like, going back and forth, like,
But if it's, like, if it's just an awkward first date and it feels more like, going to lunch with a friend than an actual date. I'm just like, you know what? You can, you do you. You pay you.
Yeah. He still lived at home with his parents, so he had to sneak me in, and that's when I found out about the Ninja Turtle sheets.
Yo!
I should find you Ninja Turtle sheets for Christmas, Corey.
I already have some?
Okay.
Yes. I also have some, like, old original Mario sheets too, and like the pillowcase and stuff for it.
I think the last character sheets I had Pocahontas sheets.
Or do you know who
DJ Pocahontas? Sorry.
Do you know who Dick Tracy is? Detective Dick Tracy?
I've heard that name.
Really old detective movie? I have those sheets too. But yeah, my last ex, Thursday seen him too, but like yeah. That was basically the story of my last ex. I was still living at home with my parents, and she saw the sheets.
Oh. Nice.
Oh, no.
He took me to a frog jump festival. We had to leave early because his wife showed up, and she had a restraining order on him. Oh, that's a bad time, sir. Oh, man.
Wait, so restraining order, so they weren't divorced yet? So,
yeah.
It started off bad and then got okay. So, running into an ex, awkward. When it started off with wife and just wife, that'd be worse.
The bad news bears.
Yeah. You see your significant other who you're currently seeing, and you're on a date with somebody else, you're done.
Yeah. You're done, son. I went to a fancy place. He ordered and ate the most expensive food on the menu. He went to wash his hands and never returned.
That's like that news story we read. What was that Wednesday,
right?
Where the lady went on a like Plenty of Fish date or whatever.
That's awful.
And yeah, the dude just sort of
even no matter how bad the date was, I could not do that to somebody.
No, you at least like
I wouldn't eat. Like if it's so bad, like, and you know that you don't want to be there by the time you get to the restaurant, like that's when you just like, oh man, like my friend called, she got in a car accident, like you gotta go right now.
I'd at least go through with the date. I would eat, let him know, hey, you know what, this isn't doing it for me, it's nice meeting you, but I'm gonna get out of here, and just go up to the front, pay your bill, and get out of there.
Yeah, like, I went, I think I went to the Rock one time with this guy, and like we like ordered drinks and then we were waiting for food, and I could just like already tell, I was like, this guy is obnoxious, and I know I'm not gonna go out with him again. But yeah, it happens.
Yeah, one more.
Okay, hold on, let me find. We went to a restaurant where his ex was a waitress, and he burst into tears and begged him to take him back right then.
Aww.
Poor girl.
At least, man, at least show a little bit of pride.
Right?
A little bit. Don't burst into tears or break down, but like...
Come on, man. Like...
At least, if you're gonna do that, maybe go off to the bathroom, drop a hint later.
Yeah.
Focus on what you're doing now, but be like, hey, what's up? That's sounds like he did that on purpose.
Yeah.
Like, he went to the restaurant on purpose.
You know she works there, dude. Come on now.
Have you ever had that experience where you ran into an ex in a place where you thought you wouldn't?
Okay, so my last boyfriend, we actually, like, dated again after this happened, but, this was, like, right after we broke up, like, the first time, and I was at Muckleshoot with a friend, and, like, I was walking, like, through the casino, and, like, we literally walked by each other, and, like, we didn't say anything, and we just kept walking. It was really awkward.
Yeah, I've tried to stay out of y'all as much as possible, because I'll see a couple of my exes, like, friends or whatever. I made eye contact with a few. I'm just like, this is weird.
I have an ex that I'm like, I'm still on good terms with. Like, I'm still friendly. So, like, when I see him, like, it's just like, oh, hey, what's up, man? Like, I don't know. We're cool. It's not awkward.
That was Love Connection on KJRGFM. KJRGFM HD1 Auburn, also broadcasting on K207 AP Seminary Lake Taps, 89.3 FM. We'll be back after Andrew Jackson Jihad on Terrifier on 89.9 KJRGFM by Andrew Jackson Jihad. You're listening to The Buzz. And just a couple minutes ago, Danica read off some bad first date tweets. In case you missed it, you can catch all of that on demand on KJRG.com or on the on-demand section of the KJRGFM app. But you know what? I figured I'd share my worst first date story, because Danica, you've already told yours.
Yeah.
That was the hand massage one, right?
So, like, can you, the whisper guy, and then he sent me a picture of, like, oh, he was like, can you send me pictures of your stomach? Actually, okay, so I got a follower on Instagram. I don't know if I told you this. And I was like, who is this? And it was him.
No!
It was him. This was, like, a couple weeks ago. And I was like, how do I know? Because he didn't have a picture of himself on, like, his Instagram at all. It was, like, just other, like, random things. And I was like, okay. And I was like, how do I know? He's like, oh, we actually went on a date like a while back. And I was like, okay, like, what's your name? And he was like, oh, my name's Jordan. And I was like, okay, I've only gone on a date with one Jordan. And like, no.
No, thank you.
And he like denied that it ever happened. And I was like, no, like, I remember vividly what this date was like. And this is what you did. And he was like, I did that? And I was like, yeah.
Was he on some sort of drugs?
I don't know. I was like, how do you forget that you act so creepy?
Oh, man. That's... All right. So, my worst first date story. I actually took a crack at going to school before. Like, after high school, I went to Pierce for, like, a couple of quarters. Wasn't okay. Feeling it. Didn't know what I wanted to do yet, so I just decided to work retail full-time until... couple of years ago when I finally decided, you know what? I want to do this radio thing. Nice. Oddly enough, if you want to do this radio thing, registration's already open for Journalism 1, 10, and 120. Go to greenriver.edu. Classes start January 4th.
Oh, hey.
Hey-o. So, I was at Pierce, recently out of high school. There's this chick, she's pretty cute. Most just stuck-up hipster bitch ever.
Push her down the stairs. Just kidding, don't like, do that, that's mean.
She wasn't vegetarian, but she was close. And not saying vegetarians are bad, but like she was that kind of person where it's just like
close. Like I only eat chicken or something.
She'll eat meat, but constantly go on and on about like animal rights and causes and stuff like that. I'm just like, man, I can't handle this. Awkward part about it was me and one of my friends from high school, we're both into her. And we went on not exactly a group date, but like
that's awkward.
She hung out with us a couple of times. We went to Seattle and it was a lot of fun. bus ride there because none of us drove. She hung out with him, bus ride back, hang out with me, and just super awkward. And
that's weird.
It was weird. First actual date I went on her. Planning on it. It was after Christmas. I got a couple of free movie tickets.
Nice.
Like one of those.
I love getting those.
Right? Just go and you can see whatever movie you want. They're fantastic. And she's like, you know what? I haven't seen Black Swan yet. It's like, cool. We'll go see that movie. The day of, met a few of her friends. Also super hipstery. Also super awkward. And
also super bitchy.
Yeah. Now I wasn't as socially adept as I am now, and that's saying something, because even now I'm just bad in social settings. So you think back then I was awful.
Oh, man.
So on the way to the movie theater, she says, you know what? I don't want to see Black Swan because I've heard a couple of friends who saw it, and there's a really awkward scene with Natalie Portman in a tub. I'm not going to go into detail what
it's
about.
That's not even the most awkward scene.
But she's like, I really don't feel comfortable seeing that movie. I was like, you know what? That's fine. What are we going to see instead? We saw the True Grit reboot with Jeff Bridges.
Oh.
If that movie doesn't scream romance, I don't know what does. It doesn't.
I gathered that.
It wasn't even like that good of a movie. I had seen the original one with John Wayne.
I've never seen it.
Yeah,
I haven't seen either.
The original one held up because it's a movie from that era. That movie came at a time when cowboy movies were super popular and everybody was playing cowboys and Indians.
Everybody, yeah.
This reboot wasn't necessary. And, like, even the ending was depressing and it was bad. So, end of the movie. Movie got out after the buses stopped running.
Oh.
And I didn't drive.
Oh, buddy.
So, I couldn't give her a ride home. And, like, I couldn't ride the bus with her home either. And, I guess Uber wasn't a thing yet.
So I had to call Mom.
So I had to call Mom.
Oh.
We went across the street to the Safeway to hang out at the little Starbucks kiosk they had in there.
Yeah.
And she ended up calling her mom instead. And her mom got there before mine did. So she left and I was stuck at that Starbucks by myself for another 15 minutes.
Oh.
We had class with each other. So we hung out during class, but then found out she was hanging out with another dude and like starting to date another dude too. So
what
I'm just like,
a hoe.
This hasn't been fun.
It hasn't.
No, it was getting worst first date ever.
Thursday is much cooler and nicer and awesomer.
She hasn't. Our first date was great. I think Venfest technically counted it as our first date.
Oh.
Like the one last year? I mean, not the one last year. Not the one you and Mike went to, but the one before that.
I haven't gone to Venfest ever.
I thought you went with Time to See Lawyers and stuff there.
No.
We're going to talk later.
Okay.
But, yeah. Venfest was probably our first. And that was a great first date. She just got off of work and everything, and we hung out.
Oh, I just remembered something. Never mind. I was thinking of, like, Vans Warped Tour for some reason. But yeah, I was at Vanfest.
I'm tired.
I need to eat a muffin.
I was starting to think there was a doppelganger or something in here. But that was my worst first date story. And if you want to share your worst first date, hit us up on Twitter, on Facebook, or call us at 253-833-5004. That's 253-833-5004. You know if you call right now? We'll even toss in a pair of September morning tickets.
And a picture of Cork's dog.
Whether or not you tell us your first date, we'll toss in the tickets. That's 253-833-5004 for September morning tickets. They're playing El Corazon this Sunday, December 18th. We'll be back with Jeff Cobb from Defy One Wrestling. I'll talk about his feud with Big Jack, what to expect from Defy One on January 13th. It's going to be super awesome. It's our main event happening at 8:20. 89.9 KGRG. You're listening to The Buzz.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Breaking news.
The This Hour's News is brought to you by Emmick. He's the most precious dog in the whole world, and I love him. And it's also brought to you by the worst Christmas ever to our real life, Tacoma, on December 23rd. Wear your ugly Christmas sweater while you listen to local bands like Into the Flood, Hyperion, and more to cover your favorite new metal songs. For more information, you can visit realarttacoma.com.
He is, though, isn't he?
He's so precious.
Oh, man.
His
we haven't
ears
done,
are so soft.
We haven't done news all day. This is weird.
I know.
Got a lot to get to, so let's get on it. Hey, Danica, you like playing pinball?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. It's fun, right? What's your favorite pinball machine?
I don't know. Whatever one's there that I feel like playing at the moment.
Okay. Well, there's a community in Indiana that they're playing pinball for the first time in 60 years.
Oh.
Because they recently lifted
There's a pinball band, is it like that town in like Footloose? There's band dancing, and they also band pinball. What's happening?
Exactly like that.
That's weird. Why?
I'll tell you why. Deaf, blind, and dumb, it wasn't, but Indiana community felt its 60-year-old ban on pinball definitely was dumb.
Pinball wizard.
Surrounded by city officials at a local record shop on Tuesday, Komomo Mayor Greg Goodnight signed an ordinance resting on pinball machine lifting its city ban on the game. He couldn't resist making the reference to the Who's 1969 hit Pinball Wizard. The mayor said that he and city officials are pleased to bring pinball back to its popular structure here in Komomo.
Komomo.
I want to go there. It's Kokomo. That's
like
how you say that.
Jamaica.
It's Kokomo, Kokomo. They live in Kokomo.
Have you never heard that Beach Boys song?
I have, but I didn't think it was Indiana.
It's never Indiana.
The mayor invited the police chief, Rob Baker, to play the first legal game of pinball in the city since 1955. The ban came because back in the day in 1955, pinball was associated with shady characters and leather vests and whatnot.
Oh, you shady character.
Right? Those miscreants.
Yeah.
Next news story we got, speaking of just adorable animals.
Animals yogurt.
Damn it. There was this fire at the Woodland Park Zoo last night.
Oh, no.
Luckily, none of the animals were hurt, but firefighters rushed to the Woodland Park Zoo yesterday to battle a fire that broke out at 3:15 p.m. A zoo spokeswoman said that the fire was at the night exhibit, which closed in 2010 and did not contain any animals.
That's good.
The zoo officials evacuated at 3:30, 30 minutes before it closes in the winter anyways. The evening wild lights Christmas display due to cleanup. About 200 amphibians and reptiles, including snakes, frogs, and tree kangaroos from the day exhibit next to the building were evacuated due to a loss of heat in the building. There were no serious injuries. One firefighter did suffer minor burns, and the second firefighter suffered an electrical shock, and there are no animals hurt. The night exhibit was scheduled to reopen in 2018 using money from a Seattle Parks levy. It closed after impact of the 2009 recession. So, if you go to the zoo, just be careful.
And
they still don't know what the cause of the fire is yet either.
Weird.
So, well, see, it's weird that just a building spontaneously combusted. Hopefully, they get that figured out. I watched the live feed of the video, like, as firefighters were putting it out. It's a pretty big fire, too. Next news story we got comes from Texas, where a family tricks package thieves with a box of dog poop.
What? Okay, what?
Yeah. The Schertz Police Department is about to file charges against two package thieves after an enterprising homeowner used decoy packages to catch them red-handed. Instead of fancy electronics or even a lump of gold, the thieves ended up with a pile of dog feces.
Nice.
With decorations adorning every home, the Belmont Park subdivision is filled with the holiday spirit. Homeowner Rose Fabush? Sure. Says it's a real sense of community here. So she was pretty steamed when a real-life Grinches started stealing boxes from front porches, much like the Domino's guy from yesterday. I was really angry when I heard that the packages were being stolen, even though they weren't even ours. She and her son, Hayden, left a box on the front porch with a little present inside from the family dog. An hour later, the box was gone. So the next day, they stuffed another box with ribbons and bows and wrapping paper, and they got their cell phones ready. Sure enough, a thief came to the door while his partner waited in the car. After confronting him, Rose circulated their pictures on Facebook. A few hours later, the getaway driver came back and asked her to take them down. She ended up calling the sports police. Officers recovered some of the stolen property, and they tell us to expect file charges against both suspects very soon. Moral of the story, don't be naughty, or else you'll end up with dog poop. Yep. So, again, another cautionary tale. Luckily, this one ended up pretty well, but just really watch those packages, man. Next news story we got, for all you whipped cream fans out there.
Oh. Okay.
Not like that.
I'm scared.
There might be a shortage. You should be scared.
I am scared.
Yeah, so like your pancakes and your pumpkin pie and stuff, you might not have any whipped cream.
Why?
Because according to the Washington Post, the supply of canned whipped cream cans might be a little bit leaner this year. The most important topping or standalone dessert for some in the dessert world is in dire short supply this holiday season. The Washington Post said it's all due to a national shortage in nitrous oxide, the gas used to make the aerosol cans of whipped cream function the way they're supposed to. According to the Post, an accidental explosion at a major nitrous oxide plant in Florida back in August appears to be one of the main culprits. The explosion actually killed one worker. In the meantime, chains like Coffee Shop, Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf are admitting that some of their drinks might have to be served without whipped cream. While some grocery shoppers are already noticing signs up signaling the lack of the sweet topping in stores and soon absent from pies. In November, the Purchasing Association of Private Clubs told its members that Ready Whip's production was halted by Congra, its parent company. A spokesperson told the Boston Globe that the full supply will be up and running by February, but in the meantime, consumers should stock up early. So you'll be okay by Valentine's Day, but then, you got that one last major food holiday without whipped cream.
Man.
You know what? I'm okay with that. Not the biggest whipped cream fan.
I like whipped cream. I don't mind swapping them for Cool Whip, I guess, until the whipped cream comes back.
Okay. Next news story we got. We'll talk about a former WWE wrestler that decided to tackle a robber at a Coral Springs gas station.
Cool.
You all right? Because you never really hear about these dudes afterwards. Either they retire, quote unquote, and you have like dudes like Mick Foley who, even after they're retired, they're still a part of the WWE, or you have Daniel Bryan, who we saw retire in Seattle a couple months later. He's back running Friday Night SmackDown. So what you gonna do? But in Coral Springs, Florida, a crook didn't even know it was coming to him when he tried to rob a former pro wrestler at a Valero gas station. WWE.
Dude, bad idea.
Right? Like, these dudes are all jacked. You don't go up to the biggest dude at the gas station and be like, I'm going to rob this guy. That's step number one where you went wrong. But former WWE superstar Shad Gaspard hadn't lost his touch after he stopped his wrestling professionality. He later went on to become a bodyguard for P. Diddy Combs, Britney Ooh. Spears, and Mike Tyson. He was Mike Tyson's bodyguard.
Mike Tyson needs a bodyguard?
You're messing with a dude who was a bodyguard for a professional boxer. What is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Gaspard ended up telling reporters that when people see me, they normally get pretty intimidated at times. I'm not a bad guy. I'm a nice guy. But it wasn't until a man tried to rob the 6'7", 280-pound former wrestler at Coral Springs Valero gas station that his instincts kicked in.
That's a big boy.
The suspect, 35-year-old Jason Felix, found himself in over his head. Surveillance footage shows him wearing a light-colored long-sleeve shirt as he tries to get the attention of the Gaspard, who is seen wearing a red shirt. Speaking to 7 News over the phone, Gaspard, who lives in California but was in South Florida to attend an event, said that he stopped at the gas station's convenience store to buy some ice cream when Felix asked him to buy him a beer. The guy comes from the back of the store and he goes, yo man, buy me a beer. And I'm like, you know what? I didn't know the guy. And he said, yo man, there's a better way to approach somebody.
Yeah, there really is. That's kind of demanding.
I hate people who do that too. Just like, do you have a cigarette? Can you buy me a cigarette?
I hate
that. Can you buy me a beer?
No! I don't know you.
I can barely support my own habits, gosh darn it, let alone somebody else's.
Yeah.
God. Felix appeared to be carrying a black semi-automatic gun, but officials later learned that it was just an air-powered BB gun. Upon instinct, Gerard acted quickly, grabbed the gun from Felix's waistband, and that's when the brawl ensued. The surveillance video showed the front entrance of the convenience store where the former wrestler grabbed Felix by the neck and shoved him out the door. Apparently, Felix was like, "Yo, give me my gun back! Give me my gun back right expletive now!" He wasn't listening, so he grabbed him by the back of the neck and ran him out the door.
Same.
Don't mess with this guy!
Yeah.
Get 6'7", that's taller than I am. I'm 6 foot. I barely mess with people shorter than me, man. And he's also 280, so he's a big dude. I don't... Even with a gun, man, I wouldn't feel safe doing that.
Yeah.
I actually worked with a former Special Forces Marine. He was the assistant manager at the store I used to work at. He ended up going on to a different store and becoming the manager there. But while he was there, he was a part of a robbery. Somebody was robbing that place at gunpoint. He rushed the dude. He's 6'2", really big dude. He's easily 300 pounds. Ex-Special Forces, he was telling me back in the day, they used to, drop him in the middle of a jungle and he wouldn't sleep for weeks. So, Rambo style. And he rushed the dude, took the gun, and beat the snot out of him. He ended up getting fired for it, but... Don't mess with places with big dudes. Last news story we got... big congratulations to the Seattle Seahawks for securing the NFC West with their win last night, 24-3 against the now Los Angeles Rams. I've got to catch myself saying St. Louis.
You did it, you little highlighters.
Right? I actually have some of the Twitter reactions from the Action Green Color Rush jerseys from last night. Let's see here. One person says, even the end zones are action green. Because the end zones were a little bit lighter color than the rest of the field at CenturyLink last night. We also have, if I had to play looking like that, I'd move to Oklahoma too. In reference to the Seattle Supersonics moving to Oklahoma.
Aww.
Way to have a low blow.
Yeah.
Next one we got. It's a picture of number 31 wearing his color rush jersey, except they replaced it with the Brisk logo and said, "My next chapter." Another person tweets out, "Can't tell if Seattle Seahawks or Double Mint Gum."
Yeah, that's what I thought of, Double Mint Gum.
And then the last few were just a bunch of Green Man references from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Green Man!
Right? I saw them, that's not wrong!
It's not.
If they would have had Green Man on the sidelines, it would have been perfect.
That would have been great.
But that was your news for this hour. We'll be back to get out of here after Jimmy Eat World on 89.9 KGRG. You're listening to The Buzz. Our band of the month, Oakley Doakley on 89.9 KGRG with Nothing at All.
I didn't realize that was our band of the month.
It's our band of the month.
Okay.
We don't normally have a band of the month, but screw it, it's our band of the month now.
All right.
I mean, we've been doing that the last few months. I've been picking a band and just sort of showcasing them on our behind the scenes radio terms here. We have something we like to call mixtapes, where we showcase certain aspects of our show, and we have some pretty dorky music. A couple months ago, Marsalis, not as dorky, but they were a thing. Last month was Megaran, and this month we ended up doing MC. We ended up doing Oakley Doakley. I almost said MC Chris. We might do MC Chris next month because I love that guy.
Yeah, he's cool.
I'm going to talk to him and see. There's contact information out there. I'm going to try to utilize it. No promises, but I'm going to see if I can't get the guy on the show because he's hilarious.
Nice.
His Star Wars rant was spot on.
Yes.
Before we get out of here, I want to give a very special thank you again to Matt and Tim for that super extra long geeky
news.
Those
guys are awesome.
It was great. Even though we went on for over an hour and a half, man.
It was a while.
It was great. I love talking to those dudes.
Yeah.
But you know what? If you think that we got that wrong, hit us up on Twitter, on Facebook again. That's at TheBuzzKJRG. Don't just search BuzzKJRG. I'm not sure what you'll come up with, but it's probably nothing good.
There needs to be a the.
Exactly. So that's at TheBuzzKJRG. And let us know what your top 5 movies of 2016 were, and maybe what your least favorite were, man. We don't know what kind of movies you're into. Please, no adult films. None of those movies, but tell us your favorite movie. But it's time to get out of here. I think I'm going to do my worst John Connery impression.
Oh, gosh.
Ready? I'm not ready.
I'm not.
Oh, man, I gotta get pumped. So long.
Farewell.
Auf Wiedersehen. Goodbye.
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 Goodbye. Forever.
Oh, that was awful.
Yeah.
So, next week's going to be interesting. It's our last week before Christmas. Danica, you're actually getting out of town for the week, right?
Yeah.
There are rumors that everybody's favorite little pancake might be coming back. I got to talk to her and see what she's doing.
My favorite little pancake.
So, she's either coming back next week, and we're still doing the show next week, or we're going to wait until the week after, like the week right before the end of the year here. Do our very special end-of-the-year blowout where, I don't know, we'll have punch.
Yeah. We'll just punch each other.
That sounds terrible.
Let's do it.
I mean, yeah, but that still sounds awful. But until next Wednesday, maybe. Stay tuned into our social media outlets to find out. This has been The Buzz on 89.9 KGRGFM. Catch all of our stuff on demand, especially like if you miss any part of that Matt and Tim Not So Much For Us shows, Geeky News Spectacular, on KGRG.com. That new site looks great. Or download the official free, it just takes up a little bit of memory, KGRGFM app. We're going to end it on Marsalis with their song Hope. Go out and vote for these guys. They're in a poll right now for Northwest Music Scene's like top albums of the month. Or not albums of the month, albums of the year.
Ooh.
And they're number one right now.
Go vote for them.
Right? Great. Go vote. Keep them at number one. It's Marsalis, 89.9 KGRG.